Hi everyone. Good morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are in your little corner of the world. First of all, hi. I miss you guys. I miss recording. Oh my god, I miss recording. But the break has been actually pretty healthy to me, so I'm getting better from the burnout that I have had, so everything's going all right. Also, happy Thanksgiving for the ones who celebrated it. I know I'm late 2 days, but there was just a lot of noise going on where I live, and I had to, you know, postpone for 2 days. But yeah, anyways, let's start. Do you believe in ghosts? Yes, I do. What's your favorite movie? It's Dirty Dancing 2, Havana Nights. God, I love that movie. I love the chemistry. I love the songs. I love the dances. Everything is so good. Oh my god. It's the only romantic movie that I actually like. Besides, you know, Dirty Dancing 1. Okay. Let me see. Would you consider doing more FRF audios, whether it be safe for work or not safe for work? Yes, I would, actually. The thing is, I am in love with the creative process that I have right now. And so I prefer to actually make my own scripts instead of filling someone else's. So that's why it takes a little bit of time for me to like create more stuff. That's why I'm taking a break, actually, but there are a lot of ideas already that I've had in the meantime. So yes, I do plan on making more. If you can describe yourself in one word, what would it be? Duality. Because, you see, I am two people in one. Like, I can be talking to you all sweet and cute and unicorns and glitter and everything like that. But as soon as you show the bare minimum of a sign that you are flirting with me, I turn into a complete demon. And I just start... I just become a completely different person. And I love that. So yeah. What are some links you enjoy or have enjoyed? I might have to take that one. Yeah, I might have to come back to you with that one. Because it's a lot. Yeah. Where do the audios you make come from? What's your inspiration? So this one. I am a person that daydreams a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. I don't know what it happens. Like, sometimes I'm just listening to music and it just comes to me. Like, I don't know. Sometimes the music fits the kind of scenario that I start imagining, and just the idea just comes like this, you know? So, yeah, there's no secret formula. I just think a lot, to be honest. Is it pronounced ID or id? Either one you use to address me, I'm okay with. Like, I think ID, it's pretty cute as well, so I don't mind. Where did you come up with the name id? Does it stand for something? Yes, it does. Some of you don't know, but I have an audio that explains that. It's called Stop, You're the Hot One. It's F for A, so anyone can listen. And it, I talk about my name while teaching the listener psychology, because I'm a psych major. So in university, we learn about this thing called the three agents of the human psyche. And those are id, ego, and superego. And basically, those are little... how do I say it? Those are little entities in quotations that control who you are as a person. So they form your personality. And basically, The superego is the principle of morals. You know how, do you know, like, centuries ago when it was okay to have orgies in the middle of the street, and today, like, it's a crime and you can go to jail if you do that? So yeah, superego was created by this repression that society has put in human beings. So, you know, like, I'm pretty sure we all heard the phrase, like, no, you shouldn't be doing this, this is wrong. So, like, in that person's vision, that is wrong. So, sometimes you kind of interject this for you, and, like, you just, you know, repress some of your desires just because someone said it's wrong. So, like, yeah, that's what superego is. He's the one who actually reinforces the repression, because since it's the principle of morals, it's always gonna try to talk some sense into your head and not let you give in to your desires. So, like, let's say you want to call your ex. This is an example I use in the audio, actually. You want to call your ex because you miss them. And, you know, you just miss them and you want to call just because. And then superego is the one that's going to tell you not to do that, because you know that that person hurt you. You know that they don't deserve you. And they know that, like, I don't know, you keep coming back and forth and it never works. So why would you do that to yourself? You know that thought that you have, you know, that's trying to talk some sense into yourself? That's superego. And id is the chaos in form of an entity, because that id is the complete opposite of superego. So it's the one that's gonna tell you to actually, yes, please give in to your desires. Call your ex. You only live once. I don't fucking care what you do. Just fucking fuck that person again. The sex was good anyway. You won't. No balls. That's pretty much id. Because id is the principle of actual desire. So, like, it's been there since you were born. So, like, do you know how babies, they start crying because they need something, and then whatever they needed don't go to them right away, doesn't go to them right away, and then they start crying even louder and more aggressively? That's id. Because their desires weren't fulfilled soon enough. That might be a problem, because it might fuck you up, like, big time. I can explain it in some other audio if that's something that you guys are interested in. But yeah, it can fuck you up big time. So yes, id is the one that's gonna tell you to give in to your desires and fuck whatever people think it's right or wrong. If you want it, you want it. Just fucking do it. So yeah, my pleasure, I'm the little devil on your shoulder. let me see, what's the next question? Hold on a second. What's your favorite book genre? I like thrillers. I read a lot of fiction, and honestly, like, my whole bookshelf is all thriller. I enjoy books that have that, you know, kind of atmosphere where, you know, either someone was murdered, or there's someone's missing, or there's something that, you know, just doesn't click. Something doesn't make sense and you have to solve it. Those kind of books, they just fucking hook me, because I can get to, like, actually analyze all of the characters and see who actually did it. And it's so good, bro. Because, like, when I'm reading, everyone is guilty until proven innocent and not the other way around. It's amazing. I fucking love it. This one is from Catherine Peralta. Hi. Hello. First of all, I think that you are a very talented voice actress and that you should be a pro. Thank you. That's really sweet of you, even though I have no idea of what I'm doing. How do you manage to sound so natural, especially on the sexy parts, moaning, gasps, etc. of your audios? So, This one is actually, that's an interesting question, by the way, thank you. Here's the deal, when it's a script of mine, like if I wrote the script, it's way easier for me to get into it. Like way easier, because since it came from my mind, the whole scenario is already in my head, so I get to actually go in there. And if I wrote it, I probably like it a lot, you know. So that means I am definitely gonna get more into it. So there is no secret formula. I just like it, and then I just get too much into it if it's too sexy for me. So yeah. I'm on the process of writing a script and would love if you could give a shot once it's finished. Would you be interested? So about that, I've received some messages like this before, and here's the deal. I cannot promise that I'm gonna fill your script, because I don't know if I'm gonna like it, you know? Like, if I see a tag that I'm not comfortable with recording, I will not do it. And I need it to actually be public so I can see if the tags are accurate. So like, if you ever want me to fill a script that's, you know, posted on Gunwald Audio or Gunwald Audible, just tag me in the comments and I'll see if I can give it a shot. Please, I keep getting out of the page, hold on. Would you consider doing more dark content? Oh, like blackmail and rape and stuff like that? I would, yes, I would. I believe I have a pretty good voice for that, because like, I have heard a lot of your voices so condescending. So I would totally do that, yes. I'm just trying to get my mind around it, because I know it might be a little too much for some people. And like, I am a people pleaser, and it's gonna be a little hard for me to like listen to everyone like saying, oh my god, I'm so disappointed in you because you made rape content, you know? But yeah, I am pretty much interested in it, yes. And if it's something that you guys are interested in, just please let me know. Okay, what is your take on gentle femdom? Does it turn you on at all, or are you not interested in it? I mean, I have a lot of fdom content in my page already. So yeah, it does turn me on. I've got a lot of messages actually asking me to do gentle fdom. So yes, I am very much interested in it, and it does turn me on. So just stay there. Just wait. It's coming, I promise. What's your favorite food, color, and thing to do in your spare time? My favorite food is my mom's mac and cheese. Dude, I don't know what that woman puts in there. I swear to God. I can follow the same steps and it's still not gonna taste the same. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because she's my mom, but I don't know. It never tastes the same. Like, mine is good, but hers is godly. I swear to God. Color, my favorite color is pale blue, like that very, very faint blue. And my favorite thing to do in my spare time is watching documentaries on criminals and, you know, unsolved cases. there's this show on Netflix. Well, it's not really a show, it's a series. It's called Cold Case Files. I think there are only like 10 episodes, but they're so good, bro. Like, it's each episode is like 1 hour long, I'm pretty sure, and like they talk about these cases that went cold because no one could solve it, and then years later they reopen the case and then they solve it. It's so good, but it's like really, 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 really heavy. So it has a lot of sensitive topics, so if you're easily triggered, please do not watch it, because it's really, really heavy. What's the most difficult part to perform when recording a script? So definitely, if it's not my script, probably the self-consciousness, because I have met some incredible writers, and they are just amazing. And I know that if I were to actually fill a script of theirs, I would be stressing out for at least a week before I started recording. Because I just have this problem. Since I started college, probably, that I need everything to be perfect. And like, if I see a minor issue with anything that I do, I'm just gonna do the whole thing again. Because, yeah. It's a problem. I should probably get that checked. But yeah, that's definitely the worst part, actually, the most difficult, because I want everything to be perfect, and it's probably gonna stress me out a lot. What's your favorite piece of cutlery? Spoon, knife, or fork, and why? Knife. I don't need to say why. Knife. What was the last book you read? It was Outsider by Stephen King. It is so good. Oh my god, that book is amazing. Have you come for real in one of your recordings? Yes. What do you like to do when you've got a lot of free time? I just like to listen to music and just chill in my room. It's just that's all I want to do. I want to do when I have free time, because like, I don't get a lot of free time ever. So like, when I've got a lot, I just don't know what to do with it. So I just either I listen to music, or I find a movie to watch, or I rewatch any of my favorite shows. So yeah. What's your biggest fear? Probably not being able to help people when I'm done with my major. Yeah, definitely. This one is from Passionate Moon. What's your favorite flavor of cake? Are you a night owl or a morning person? And recent favorite musical artist? That's all. Thank you, Moon. My favorite flavor of cake is definitely carrot cake. I love carrot cake. Oh my fucking god. I love carrot cake so bad. If I'm a night owl or a morning person, even though I like the stars, I like, you know, the night, I like the crickets, I like all of that, I am definitely a morning person, because I am way more productive in the morning than I am at night. Like, dude, if I put in my head that I am going to wake up and do this and this and that, next day I'm waking up and doing this and this and that in the morning. Also, like, if I wake up after 8 a.m., I get angry, because I feel like I lost the whole morning, so I'm definitely a morning person. And recent favorite musical artist? I don't have a favorite artist. I have favorite songs, to be honest, because like, I'm kind of all over the place. My favorite one at the moment is Sick Thoughts by Louis Blissett. Slowed and reverbed. So this one I'm gonna rephrase, because I'm pretty sure I know who actually asked me this and I didn't answer before. Would you say you portray some of your kinks in your audios? And yes, definitely. Like, definitely. Everything that you see, like, F-dom, gentle F-dom, F-sub, car sex, office sex, public sex. Everything, I fucking dig that shit. this one, wait, hold on, I'm pretty sure, yeah, okay. This one is from Jimmy Bumbox. Hi, Jimmy. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? I would definitely rather fight 100 duck-sized horses, because you see, I am already small. I'm 5'4", dude. If I were to actually fight a horse-sized duck, ducks are aggressive. I would lose, and I don't want to lose. I hate losing. Is there any particular subjects of or themes that you enjoy recording more than others? Definitely. I like FDOM. I promise y'all I'm a switch, bro, but I just have dumb tendencies. But I like switching up as well in audios, like being FDOM and then switching to F-sub and switching again. I love that. Ship dynamics as well, like relationship dynamics, you know, friends to lovers, enemies to lovers. I dig enemies to lovers so bad. What else? Angry fuck, hate fuck. I love that. I don't know, I just like it rough. This one is from Honey. Hi, Honey. You talk about being a Pisces in your symptoms post. Do you feel like the traits of a Pisces align with who you are? How do they show themselves in your relationships with others? That can be as platonic or romantic as you like. So I searched a bit of the Pisces traits because I knew a few, but I wanted to know if like everything would fit. So let's see. February 19 to March 20. You're the last sign of the zodiac, and some say that makes you super deep. Pisces is a sensitive water sign ruled by the planet Neptune. Your sign is fluid and tends to be sympathetic to the underdog. Way right. It's so easy for you to feel other people's experiences that they can obscure your own. You can be vague and escapist, but make up for it by being compassionate and intuitive. I am hella intuitive. Like, it becomes annoying at some point. Self-care doesn't always come naturally to you, but it's incredibly important. Yes, that's true. I usually tend to care more about other people than myself. Yeah. Best traits: intuitive, sensitive, devoted, compassionate, inspired, and forgiving. Way more than I am proud of, that last part. Dude, I am way too forgiving, even when I shouldn't be. Love: it may be the best to avoid casual dating Pisces. That I disagree. The trouble with you is also your greatest gift. You fall in love so easily. That's not true. That's not true. Your ability to feel profound adoration and devotion is wrapped up in your ability to see the possibilities in or with others. Make sure that you are dating someone because of who they are and not what you believe to be their potential. Ouch! Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't have to... Jesus Christ. Punch in my face. That punched me in the face. But about the falling in love so easily, that it's not true because it takes a lot for me to trust somebody to actually say the L word, you know? So yeah, that I disagree. But like, I do actually I adore and devote whoever I am in love with. Like, dude, if I fall in love with you, I am going to wake you up sometimes with a huge ass text telling how much I love you and how grateful I am to be with you and like how much you mean to me and how important you are to me. Cause my love language is usually words of affirmation. So I am going to tell you how much I love you in every possible way. So yes. Also, I've already done that. Like, I've always, not always, but like sometimes I have actually thought of someone that didn't exist. Like, I fell in love with someone that didn't exist because I thought they had the potential to be who I thought they could be, and that's just not okay. So like, yeah, it was a pretty bad habit. I'm glad I went through that, because that taught me a lot about, you know, not expecting a lot of people. Friendships: while you have a tendency to put the needs of your friends ahead of your own, ouch, again, no need to scrub that in my face. This can be a very good or very bad thing, Pisces. The positive implication of this is that you are generous, caring, and not inclined to judge. That's true. Like, dude, If you come with me, you know, at 5 a.m. in the morning, just telling, dude, I killed somebody, I need to talk to you, I am gonna listen to you without any judgment, because you probably had your reasons, you know. I don't know if that's my major or whatever, but like, I would not judge at all. The downside is you have a hard time articulating your limits or asking for help. Yes, I do. Like, dude, if I think that I can do something by myself, I am gonna do it by myself. Like, actually, I already got called out because of that. Because I don't ask for help ever, even though, like, people see that I need it and I say I don't. By the time you do say something, you may be so upset that your friend doesn't know where to begin. Practice straightforward communication. So about that, I am pretty communicative. I don't know if that's a word in English, but yes. I enjoy communication a lot, but like, usually I do it more when I'm in actual romantic relationship. So it's hard for me to do it with a friend. But like, if I'm upset with you and you're like my boyfriend or my girlfriend, my significant other, anyways, I am going to communicate to you why it hurt me, why whatever happened hurt me, and I expect you to do the same. Like, I need us to talk so we can, you know, be okay again. In friendships, that's a little harder for me to do. And I tend to actually just keep it to myself until I explode. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I hope I answered your question, honey. Thank you for taking your time and coming here to ask me this. Oh, also, about flirting, because, you know, the casual dating thing that they said in the site. About the flirting type, it's because Venus is the one that actually controls the love part of your chart. So I am an Aries Venus, meaning I flirt a lot. I am going to flirt with you until you can't take it anymore and just, you know, just beg for me to do something about it, because I don't know, I just like the chase. I like the chase, I cannot deny that. But yeah, thank you. Please share what you enjoy about I forgot that question was here. I don't know how to answer this. I enjoy everything. Everything is perfect. I feel like I'm actually gonna answer this. I feel like it's, how do I say it, dude? I think it's really beautiful to actually care about someone so much that like you see how eager they are for you to make them come, you know? Like, dude, if you see it in my eyes that I want to make you feel good, that's enough for me. Like, for real. Like, because I feel like it, seeing how much a person wants to make you feel good, that's... I get hot only by thinking about it. Like, seriously. What do you think about the idea of people masturbating to your voice? Guys, I make porn. So, like, you're here to get off, and I am perfectly fine with that. You know, I do this for you guys and for myself because of the creative process. I enjoy creating so much. But, like, you guys are here in a porn community to get off. And, like, I completely understand that. And, like, you can totally tell me how much you've came. I don't care, you know? Like, I don't mind that. It's feedback. Because if you are telling me that you came, that's feedback. Meaning it's good. It was good. What I don't tolerate at all is people disrespecting me. Because, you know, even though I make porn, I'm still a person. So I would expect people to respect me. And, you know, most of you guys are really nice, really sweet, always. But some other people are just... anyways. Just asking for a friend, but does size really matter? No, it does not. In fact, some people don't even like penetration. So I don't think it matters, buddy. No worries about that. Is there another reason why you join Gunwald Audio other than people saying you have a pretty voice? Yes. So you guys know how some creators tell the listeners that they were theater kids? So yeah, I'm here because I wasn't able to be one. I think it was in middle school, I'm pretty sure, I went through a theater phase. I really enjoyed acting, I enjoyed reading the scripts and, you know, giving life to characters. I did that in my bedroom, I did that, you know, in school, when we were, you know, rehearsing and stuff. But as soon as I stepped on a stage with that much people looking at me, I just froze. And I struggled really hard with that. Because I don't know what it was, I just froze when I saw that much people, you know? And I just couldn't do it. So, you know, years later when I found out about this community, it just felt like I could actually give life to characters without, you know, having a literal audience looking at me directly. So it was perfect. So yeah, this is one of the main reasons why. Now, if you could add any word to the dictionary, what would it be and what would it mean? So I would add whomst, just because I like how it sounds. What's the craziest thing you've ever done? That, wow. That's a great question, but I really can't think of anything. Right now, at least. If you could ask God a question, what would it be? What's his favorite drink? What's the one possession you would really like to own? Not a possession, really, but I've always liked to have a cat. I've always wanted to have a cat, but I can't because I'm allergic. Also a telescope. I would love to, like, you know, just watch the stars. If anything is possible, is it possible for anything to be impossible? Yes, I'm pretty sure you're right, buddy. Thank you for your question. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure these are all of them. Thank you very much for everyone that sent me a question, you know, took your time off your day to come here and ask me something. Yeah, I'll be back someday, I guess, with another AMA if we ever reach another milestone. And thank you. Have a good day. Love you guys.